Good morning. Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's your host, Gina Crash, coming to you remotely from my home today. And that's kind of what our guests are doing this morning, too, in the era of COVID-19, which they know all about. We've got on the special app that brings Jeff Kendrick to us, the executive director of McVet. Hello, Jeff. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Gina. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. And McVet, if people don't know, the acronym stands for Maryland Center for Veterans Education and Training, Inc. And we're also joined by your Director of Development and Community Engagement. We're really excited to meet by phone, Sarita Spencer. Hi, Sarita.
Good morning.
It's so good to have you guys both on. And as we're getting close to Veterans Day on November 11th, I know that you've got the big McVet 5K, 10K Veterans Day virtual run and walk coming up, which I know, Sarita, you're going to be talking a lot about how people can still get involved with that. And Jeff, I think we'll kick things off with you. You are personally a veteran. We've had the pleasure of speaking with you in years past. But for somebody who's just kind of tuning in for the first time here this morning, let us know a little bit about your background, and then we'll head into some statistics and latest information about our veterans.
Sure. And once again, thank you for having us on today. My background and my history is I am a veteran. I'm a retiree of the United States Air Force. Had a chance. I'm a Maryland native. Had an opportunity after enlisting in the Air Force and matriculating further in my education, leaving. And actually, when I left the Air Force, I was a computer programmer. I was an IT specialist. And went to a job fair, as many people have done before, went to a booth that was being hosted by McVet, talked with, at that time, the executive director, was engaged and was alarmed to find out that there are veterans who are homeless. I never had once even entertained that thought. Went to McVet to just essentially answer a job opening that they had as a benefits counselor. And now we're talking 15 years later that I've been with McVet and had an opportunity to meet men and women who have served their country, such as myself, but unfortunately end up homeless, have an opportunity to come to McVet and receive a vast array of services that we hope will culminate in full-time employment and eventually permanent housing. And we're very proud to say that after 26 years, we've had well over 70% of the men and women who have served this country come through our doors, and they have achieved that goal, an employment, a job, and a key to their own place, and we're very proud of that.
Wow, that's definitely something to be proud of. That's amazing. Thank you for the work that you both do every day to make that happen. And real quick, before we jump into some of the latest statistics about our homeless vets, Sarita, this is the first time we've had the pleasure of speaking with you. How long have you been with McVet, and do you have any personal connection to the military yourself? And maybe describe a little bit about what your job is and does, and we'll learn more about that as we get into the virtual run and walk as well.
Absolutely. Good morning once again. I am not a veteran. However, I have family and friends who are veterans. I've been with McVet for almost 4 years now, and I come with experience of fundraising, event planning, and just connecting partnerships so everybody will be well aware of what we do at McVet, as well as spread information to homeless veterans, because we've been out here since 1993. We've helped over 11,000 homeless veterans, and McVet is a national nonprofit organization. So we have homeless veterans from all over the United States that come to McVet. What we do at McVet, we have emergency shelter, transitional housing. We have intensive IOP, which stands for intensive outpatient programs, which is OP, mental health services, employment counseling, and permanent job placement for our veterans. As myself and many team members, my title might say one thing, but it takes a team to do a lot of tasks to make our veterans successful. And the overall mission is to help our veterans heal and become productive citizens again.
Absolutely. And you guys certainly do that through all of those programs. And what are your title, as you were saying, you're the Director of Development and Community Engagement. So development generally in the nonprofit world means fundraising, but that community engagement is you getting out there in the public and, you know, raising the awareness about what McVet does, and also, you know, personally getting involved with all the great programs that you have. And what are some of the latest statistics about our homeless vets in the nation at this point?
Well, I'll take that one, Sarita, but statistically right now, it's still estimated that there are like 35,000 homeless veterans in the nation. what I consider to be an alarming number. It is slowly trickling down, but our motto and goal has always been, if there is one homeless veteran that is still sleeping on the streets at night, that is one too many. And so we continue to strive to be able to, and as I always say to everyone else, put us out of business. You know, let us close our doors, but let us close our doors not because of a lack of funding or lack of support, but let us close our doors because every man or woman who has served this country sleeps on the streets no more. And that has been our goal. If there's a man or woman out there who needs our services, we want them to find us, come through our doors, and allow us to help them. But 35,000 is a number that is much too high, and we must still continue to bring down.
That's right. This is like the only time where you would say that putting yourself out of business is actually a good thing, right? But but what is the need right now, Jeff, would you say? And I know you serve nationally, as Sarita was saying, and are based in Baltimore, but what are the numbers, if you have them, in the Baltimore area, Maryland, that kind of thing, like the breakdown? Are we, you know, where do we stand versus our neighbors in the great USA here?
In the city of Baltimore and Baltimore County, we've been very fortunate that we have great partnerships with the Mayor's Office of Homeless Services. The number is reduced. I'd say there's probably less than maybe 200 homeless veterans in the city that are currently, let's say, homeless. And homeless means that they do not have a permanent address. Statistically, we could say that because of the fact that there are other partners in the city that also apply services, those men and women are homeless. I think that it's fair to say that Maryland is very progressive in with the services that they offer homeless veterans. And so that if it was a reflective trend to say, how does Maryland stack up against, let's say, the other states in the nation, we're doing quite well, but we still strive to be able to bring that number down to zero.
Absolutely. That is the goal. And especially when you hear stats like this, like that there are 17 veteran suicides daily. Now, is that nationwide?
That is nationwide.
Yeah.
That number is also still gone down. But isn't that alarming? 17 veteran suicides a day.
Yes, it's frightening. And what are some of those reasons that for veteran homelessness that are, I think, directly, you know, you're combating those with your services one at a time, you know, providing some of those things to help get those numbers down and help as many vets as we can?
Well, I think a lot of it is attributed to that a man or woman that is a veteran and serves this country, these are not normal 9-to-5 jobs. You're really putting yourself in harm's way for the protection of the freedoms that we have. And some of those experiences can lead to some traumatic causes. You know, veterans suffer from PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. They suffer from TBI, total brain injury, things that are encountered that are not normally encountered by Joe Citizen that goes to work every day. And some of those causes based on your combat service, your military service, can contribute to some of the other factors that we see in some of the men and women who come through the doors of McVet. It can lead to alcoholism, drug addiction, mental illness, sexual trauma, all kind of addictions that have to be addressed. And it's all attributed to the amount of service that a person served while they were in the military, not your normal afflictions that you would think. So we always say that any veteran that comes through McVet's doors, there's a reason behind them being homeless. And our goal is to get to the crux of the problem before we can address the unemployment and the permanent housing. It does no good to give a person the baton at the end of the race if they're not yet ready to receive the baton. And so our goal is to make sure we address those particular issues. And once we feel they're well arrested and addressed, here's the job, here's the permanent housing. And so we think that's our golden model, and it works out quite well.
Yeah, for sure. Now, is that what led McVet to launch your drug and alcohol treatment program last year? And tell us a little bit more about that and how that's going, and if you see an increase in that need these days and during the era of COVID-19?
It directly contributed to us opening up what we call our drug and alcohol treatment, as Sarita said, our IOP and OP. We felt that at one time we were a housing program strictly, and it was great to house men and women, but we thought we had to really roll up our sleeves and get directly involved. Hence the fact that we now offer our own drug and alcohol treatment with licensed clinicians, sessions that are run 4 to 5 days a week, very, very intrinsic. It's in-depth. You get a chance to roll up your sleeves and dive deep. We like to call it dive deep with that veteran to work on those particular issues. And we've been able to open up. And by the way, let me add, although it is a program that is open for the veterans, it is also a service that's open to non-veterans for those that are suffering with drug and alcohol addiction and need those particular type of services. We offer them. And we have seen a large influx. We do intake every day. Currently, we have about 40 people enrolled, and that number has come up because based on COVID-19, we did slow down our services, but we are back open now. And yes, we've had people come in because there are still people out there suffering and need our services.
Yeah, now more than ever, that's for sure. And now for 25 years, McVet has been doing this great work. And about how many veterans have you served, and from which branches of the military since its inception at McVet?
Yes. How many veterans? Close to 11,000.
Holy cow.
Yeah, 11,000. But that's really, truthfully, that's not a great number. Of course, we're a small organization. We have a 200-bed facility, but we've had 11,000 veterans come through our doors since the day we opened. 11,000,
wow.
With well over 70% of those veterans we call successful graduates of the program. There are men and women who are out in the community as we speak that are working regular 9-to-5 jobs just like anyone else, but they've come through our doors asking for our assistance, asking for our help, but they have to do the hard work. We put the tools out in front of you, but if you're not willing to pick them up and work with them, it's all fruitless. So yes, 11,000 veterans have come through our doors, 70% have come through and received great services, and they now are what we call productive citizens. And
that's
really
fantastic.
Those statistics.
Absolutely, you should be. And do any of them stay on and have a role within McVet, or has anyone, you know, come back to help you guys out with your mission?
Absolutely. We have a staff of 43 people. Some of our staff members are former clients who have come through our program. I mean, we have some of our case managers, some of our social workers are actually members of the community that have come through our program. We had last year our first doctoral candidate that actually graduated. We've had people that have come through and got their master's degrees. There's so many heartwarming stories that we could tell you about, but yes, men and women who have come through our program are now on our staff. We have men and women who have served in all branches of the military. And by the way, I consider the Air Force the real branch of the military. However, all branches have come into through our doors and received our services.
That's right. If people are just joining us, Jeff Kendrick, the executive director of McVet, is speaking, and he is an Air Force vet. So that's why you might have you may play favorites there with that particular branch, right? So how does it work when you're able to help a homeless vet and they come in for their intake and admission? What's the process like when somebody comes through your doors and needs that help?
It's pretty simple. Are you a veteran and are you homeless? And of course, we can verify your veteran status. And we tell a veteran, just come in the door. You don't have to come in with a vast array of clothes. You don't have to come in with a bunch of books and suitcases and everything else. Just bring yourself in. And then the process begins from there. We can clothe you. We can feed you. We can make sure that any of your creature comforts that is needed, we provide that for you here. We serve over 400 meals a day. We have a clothing closet where we can clothe a person. We have all the toiletries that you need. And then a person will sit down, be assigned a case manager, and the process begins. And let me add that an average stay for us is 12 to 15 months, although a veteran can stay with us up to 2 years. And that is 2 years where we'll begin to work with that person to actually make so that they can reclaim their rightful place in society. So you come in, present yourself, I'm homeless, I need help. We verify your veteran service by getting your DD-214, and then the process begins.
And what is a DD-214? That sounds very official.
That is official. That is your veteran service record. Every
Got
man
it.
And woman who has served this country has a DD-214 that verifies what branch of the military they served in and how long they were in the service.
Awesome. Thank you for that background information. And we know now, Sarita, for sure why the two of you are quite the dynamic duo, having, you know, Jeff's background, being a vet himself, and then also, Sarita, your fundraising, which leads me into, I want to make sure we spend enough time talking about your biggest fundraiser of the year, and actually how you're now doing the McVet 5K, 10K Veterans Day virtual run and walk. Tell us about that. Tell us what you've been able to do, you know, with COVID-19 and what you have, and how, you know, tell us why this is so important for people to get involved this Veterans Day.
Yes, well, this year, our 25th annual 5K, 10K race was scheduled for June 7th. However, because of COVID, we want to make sure our participants were safe and sound. and we follow the trend of having a virtual race. So a virtual race is where you can walk, run, you could just participate in your neighborhood, and this is an event that can happen all over the world because we're having people sign up from London and different places around the world. So this year we're going to have our first virtual race, which is going to take place on Veterans Day, November the 11th, and it's a $35 participation fee. You go to the website, which is Charm City Run at www.charmcityrun.com, or you feel free to register at, we have paper registrations, or you could go to our website, which is www.mcvet.org. Everything is linked. We have major sponsors who are just true believers of McVet, who are also corporations who have veteran organizations. And some of our major sponsors and veteran groups this year are the Veterans Network of Comcast. We have DAV, which is Disabled Veterans, Disabled American Veterans, Chapter 33, which is a major sponsor, Walden University, Tower Federal Credit Union, Gold Star Mothers. Gold Star Mothers must be mentioned. They are our virtual race marshals this year, Coca-Cola Constellation, but we also have to do a special mention for our Baltimore City Veterans Commission, and they are our largest sponsor. We're looking for more sponsors to outdo them. They donated $10,000 for this race.
Oh my gosh, that's huge.
Yes. So it's really important.
So important. Wow.
Veterans support veterans. Civilians support us. Everybody has to support our homeless veterans. All the proceeds go to McVet.
And yeah, wow. And Gold Star Mothers, you mentioned, real quick, tell everybody what that means if you're a Gold Star mother or you're part of a Gold Star family.
If you are a Gold Star mother or a Gold Star family, your son, your daughter, your husband or your wife, they provided or they had the ultimate sacrifice. They lost their life while in service. So they are Gold Star mother, Gold Star wife, yes.
Wow, and they're your race marshal, so that's very special that you're honoring them in that way. And I want to thank, you know, your sponsors too, because not only are they helping you with this important fundraising event for McVet, but also they're employers that also can employ veterans and might be able to employ some of the very vets that you're helping right now at McVet in the future with a job, right?
Yes, and Exelon has the EMAC, which is their veterans organization. Many of our veterans, once they leave McVet, they become a McVet alum. And we have an alum who's on the board, and he's also an employee of Exelon. So they're a huge sponsor and partner of McVet. We have also huge military sponsors, Textron, who they build unmanned drones. They're a huge sponsor, as well as their veteran organization. So once again, veterans support veterans. They understand what the veterans have gone through. Two words should never go together, and that's homeless veteran. And this race is extremely, run and walk, not race, but run and walk is extremely important because this is our largest fundraiser.
Of the year. Wow. Yeah. So now can people, and it's also, it was very important, I imagine, for you to have this on Veterans Day. You normally didn't because, like you said, you had it back in June, would have had it back in June if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic right now. But that must add a lot to this event, the fact that it is so special that you're holding it on Veterans Day.
Yes, absolutely. People understand and they just want to honor our men and women who have served our country. And Veterans Day is a very important day for our organization.
And actually, people can get involved as early as, am I right, and you can correct me if I'm not, as I'm often wrong, but is it true that they can kind of get going as early as like midnight November 4th through 11:59 p.m. on Veterans Day?
That's correct. You can even start now if you want to. We have many sponsors. We have many participants who are doing like a walk-a-thon. So they're telling their family and friends, they're doing pledges, and they're just saying, hey, let's start now. We're going to do this now until Veterans Day. So many folks are doing different things to raise money for our homeless veterans at McVet.
Great. And it's, again, the virtual run and walk. So even though you're working with, you know, Charm City What's it called? Charm City Run. It's not like you have to be, you know, in Olympic shape by any
means. Absolutely not. You know. No, we have many seniors also participating. And if you're interested in finding out more about, of course, our virtual event as well as becoming a sponsor, please feel free to call me at McRet directly. And my name is Sarita Spencer once again. My direct number is 410-576-9626, and my extension is 235.
I was good. You just, you know, gave me an idea. I was going to ask you if, I know you have some very generous sponsors already, but it's not too late for other people who might be hearing this program or, you know somebody that can help out in a corporate way that they can still get involved.
Absolutely. It's never too late. And even if you want to provide in-kind donations, sponsorship after our virtual race, please feel free to call me and I can send you information about McVet. Unfortunately, because of COVID, we aren't doing tours right now, but we do have virtual information that I'll send you as well.
Okay,
and
great.
And a wonderful video about our organization and what we do.
That's awesome. And so where do the event proceeds, what kind of things does that help McVet continue to provide?
Those proceeds will help everything because we have so many services for our veterans. We have so many needs for our veterans ongoing. So after the event, all of the services will receive funding to keep our doors open as well as to keep our veterans safe and sound and get the assistance that they need.
And is this the best way for people right now to help McVet, or are there other like items and things that you need from people? And how are you handling that sort of donations and also volunteers during COVID-19?
Well, during the COVID-19, unfortunately, all of our volunteer opportunities have been postponed just to keep everyone safe and sound. However, we have ongoing opportunities of in-kind donations. Right now, we're having our coat drive, our 2020 coat drive. So we're asking for new as well as gently used coats for our veterans, and we have both male and female veterans. We're also just ongoing having funding requests to keep our doors open because, as Mr. Kendrick shared, we've helped over 11,000 homeless veterans. It's very important that we continue to keep the doors open to help many, many more veterans as well.
It certainly is. And what are some other things that you guys have been doing to adapt to COVID-19? You know, the biggest challenge, I guess, would be that your biggest fundraiser of the year is now virtual, right?
Correct. So the biggest fundraiser that we have is virtual. Our partners are doing virtual events to, and those benefits are assisting McVet. Many of our partners are also having clothing drives for McVet, PPE, which is, of course, the mask drives, the hand sanitizer, the gloves. We have many donations of bleach, just to keep our facility as well as our veterans safe. So these are many partners who are coming, dropping off donations ongoing to keep everybody safe and sound at McVet.
Yeah, literally keeping those doors open at McVet right in Baltimore. And tell us again your website and where we can find you on social media and how people can get more online information about your upcoming 5K, 10K.
Absolutely, yeah. So McVet's website is www.mcvet, which is mcvet.org. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and you could also register directly at our race event, which is www.charmcityrun.com. And I also welcome you to call me directly, 410-576-9626, and my extension is 235, and I'll answer any questions that you may have personally.
That's wonderful. We appreciate that, Sarita. And that $35 per person for that entry fee for the virtual run and walk at your own pace there, starting as soon as now and leading through a very important Veterans Day coming up November 11th. And also, if you want to get involved more in a corporate sense and a greater number financially, they can certainly talk to you, Sarita. Is there anything else as we're wrapping up with a one-minute warning here? Jeff Kendrick, Executive Director of McVet, is there anything else you want to add real quick?
Yes, and what I'd like to add is, and I think we've touched on it, but just to touch on it again, everybody has veteran ties in this nation. Whether you are a direct veteran yourself, I guarantee you, you have a family member who has served. And if you feel like we do, there's no way in this nation if we take for granted the freedoms that we now have, that we cannot attribute that to the veterans who have served this country. And if that is the case, and you believe as we do, then you can help but try to support what we do to take care of these most deserving men and women. You know, Macbeth, by the way, Mike, Charlie, Victor, Echo, Tango, for those who are with me as a veteran, they'll understand exactly what I'm saying. You will get behind us. You will support us. You will help us. If you see that man or woman out on the street with that sign that says homeless veteran, point them in our direction. 301 North High Street, here in the heart of the city of Baltimore. We are here to help. You know, a lot of times Baltimore doesn't get a lot of play on some of the great things that it does, but it has the number one program in the nation, nestled here in downtown Baltimore. So any veteran who has served, any man or woman who has served this country and is homeless, the best thing you can do, send them to McVet. Let us show you what we can do with that veteran 3 months later, 6 months later, a year later. You'd be surprised at the outcome, and these men and women are most deserving of it, and we are the organization that can do that for them.
Amen. Jeff Kendrick, Executive Director of McVet. I see under your leadership why you guys have been able to help so many of our homeless vets until we get to close your doors and there will be no more to help one day. Thank you so much, as you say so eloquently, Jeff. Thank you so much. And also thank you for sharing Sarita Spencer with us, too, your Director of Development and Community Engagement. You guys have been so amazing this morning. Thank you for all you do. And we look forward to the, you know, to Veterans Day and your virtual run and walk, and wish you the best of luck with that. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
And you guys, thanks
for
listening.
Gina, we salute you. Thank you.
Right back at you, Jeff. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening out there. This has been a production of Entercom Baltimore.